On episode 12 of Acoustic Tuesday, Lightning Strikes Twice, you're going to learn how to start off your guitar journey right, and yes, we're going to learn about guitar string deodorant. You're not going to want to miss this. All that and more right after this.
If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite.
All right, welcome to episode 12 of Acoustic Tuesday. Here we are on episode 12. Thank you for being here. And I also want to thank Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr. the first, and of course, Levi Kuila, the man with the bulletproof technical plan over there.
Oh, I'm supposed, hi, Tony. Yeah,
you guys are over here. Hey, guys. I feel like the Brady Bunch when we do that. It's a real, totally. It's a real moment for me. My square is bigger, which is cool.
Not cool, man.
But anyways, so as with every Acoustic Tuesday, I've got five guitar geek items that I want to share with you today. One being guitar string deodorant, which I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but you're going to want to. And we'll get to that. But before I even start the list, I've got a quiz question for you. And Noah, this quiz is right up your alley.
Oh, I'm all
about tried
it.
To fuse the world of Noah and myself for this quiz question. So the question is this. Alex Lifeson, the guitar player for
Rush,
of course, used a 12-string guitar on their album 2112. What model 12-string was it? Was it A, a Martin D1228, B, a Gibson B45, C, a Taylor 356, or D, a Guild F212 XL? And what I'm wanting to know here is what 12-string guitar did Alex Lifeson use on Rush's album 2112? Noah, I want you to go ahead and ponder that. Viewers, please ponder that while I dive into today's acoustic guitar geekiness, starting with item number five. That was tough. It was really rough start to this list. Item number five. Last week, I released a video of my top five beginner guitars under $500. Now, this is a tough video to make because there are so many guitars out there. But what I did was kind of thought back to, well, gosh, I used to work at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago, and I used to set up students with their very first guitar. And then I moved out to here to Montana. I worked at Music Villa and set up a lot of people with their first guitar. And I tried to pull from the guitars that really stood out to me in this price category in terms of value, in terms of tone, in terms of just a lot of guitar for not a lot of money, you know, comparing to guitars that are much more expensive. So I came up with five of them that I wanted to share with you. And I want you to check out that video. Now you might be thinking, hey, Tone, listen, I got a lot of really nice guitars. I don't think I need a beginner guitar. If that's the case, totally fine. But please share it with somebody who may find benefit, because there's so many options that can be very dizzying. And I just want to, shed a little light on the subject. So please check out that video. I think you'll really dig it. There's some really great guitars and some surprising ones on there as well. Which brings me to item number four. This is a cool item because now the last couple weeks I've reviewed some Santa Cruz guitars, and there's a little bit of a story with this one. And I really like the sound of the guitar. I mean, Santa Cruz guitars are built amazing. They're just unreal. Their fit and finish is out of this world. But the actual feel, the string feel, was superior to anything I had played. So I was talking to Carolyn over at the Santa Cruz shop, and she said, well, those are strung with our new parabolic tension strings. And I thought to myself, I would love to try those out. So she sent me over a couple sets. She sent me a low tension set and a mid tension set. I'll explain that here in a second. And I put the low tension set on my 1935 Martin Single O 17, and I put the mid tension set on my newer Martin HD 35. And wow. I mean, literally, I was just playing them earlier today. I was playing my HD 35 here at this very desk today. And Noah looked over and he's like, are those new strings? And I said, yes, I'm blown away. So here's what I like about them. Here's why I'm a full-on convert. So the strings feel supple. And I say this, they feel supple on the guitar, but actually when you take them out of the package, They're much less springy than a standard guitar string. Now, I've been using Elixir Phosphor Bronze Nanowebs forever. I mean, for a long, long time. And these feel much less springy, even when they're not on the guitar, but also when they're on the guitar. And the other thing that I like is because the tension is calibrated so that it works best with your instrument, they have a definition and an articulation that I cannot even describe. It's like somebody went into the EQ portal on my guitar and turned knobs and just made it very well balanced. Each string speaks very clearly, and I'm a full-on convert. I as soon as I put the strings on, I was floored. I was totally floored with how good they felt and how good they sounded. I felt like I was playing a new instrument in both cases. I put the low tensions, as I mentioned, on my Single 017, and that brought out a really nice evenness across the spectrum. It actually made the bass speak a little bit more and tame the mid-range, which that guitar is very barky in the mid-range. And on my HD35, which has a tendency to be very present in the bass end of the spectrum, it actually tamed that down and defined it a little bit, which was... They made both guitars sing, and I know that I'm singing the strings praises here, but I gotta be. I mean, this is I'm a full on. I'm subscribing what am I trying to say? Santa Cruz has a guitar string subscription where you can basically get however many strings sent to you you want per quarter. Obviously, they'll adjust how much it costs as to how many strings you order, but. I'm full on. Everything from now on, at least on those two guitars, is going to be those very strings. So I encourage you to check those out. There's a very cool story on their website about how they manipulate the core wire and the wrap wire to achieve these different tensions. So please check those out. I think you'll be very, very pleased with the results. Moving to item number three, and hopefully some clearer language from me, your host. Item number three is what I'm listening to this week. Now, last week on Acoustic Tuesday, episode 11, I featured Wide Sky Guitar's model PL1, which was just a blues machine. If you haven't checked it out, go check out last week's episode. Again, that's episode 11. But I got in a big-time blues frame of mind. So I was at my local record store, and I picked up an album by Lightning Hopkins called Blues My Bottle. And I just went down the Lightning Hopkins black hole spiral of bluesiness. I dove deep, and I gotta be honest, I've been listening to Lightning Hopkins all week, and we've got a little clip here that I think you're really gonna dig. This is him playing Baby Please Don't Go, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Now baby, please don't go. Now baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know I love you so, baby.
With Baby Please Don't Go. Now, one of the things I totally dig about Lightning Hopkins is that it's just raw blues, from the voice to the playing to the tone of the guitar. I mean, we were listening to him here on my computer earlier this week, and it was like I turned to Noah and I said, it sounds like his strings are like 500 years old. Like, it was just like bow, bow, like almost like rubber bands in a weird way. But it just captures the emotion and the vibe. The way that he plays, and you know, and watching other videos of him on YouTube, he just
He's so relaxed, and his approach to the guitar is so relaxed, but he just gets this really cool, thumpy, driving tone out of it that I love and that I hope you do as well. And if you want to do a deep dive on Lightning Hopkins, upon my further research, I found actually a really killer box set. It's got 8 albums. It's 8 albums. It's a 4 CD set. It's like $12 or $13. And when I was buying CDs, one costed $12. Cost $12.
Yeah. It's funny you bring that up, because I was just thinking to myself when you mentioned the box set, I actually thought in my head, I wonder what something like that goes for.
Right? Yeah.
Because given the whole demand and stuff. But
yeah.
That's, we're vibing there.
Well, I'm glad you can understand what I'm saying. no, but seriously, check that out if you want to do a deep dive on Lightning Hopkins. Now, I've got 2 more things. One super guitar geek alert that I don't think you're going to want to miss. And then, of course, we got to talk about what the hell string deodorant is. But first, Noah, shall we celebrate some small wins?
I'm ready.
All right.
All right, Samuel says, I was just recently given a Blue Ridge BR240 by an anonymous donor, and I absolutely love it.
Congratulations. Wow. That's outstanding.
And 0138 has to say, and I know normally, Tony, I try to tame you a little bit here, but this one needs a response.
Okay.
0138, small win. Recently decided to buy a used HD28.
All right.
Going to go grab it this weekend. Also, I think I'll play a live show of originals before 2018 is over. So I've got a year. Do you have any advice on getting over stage fright? Never played a show before.
That is an awesome goal. A lot of congratulations. Congratulations on picking up an HD28. Killer guitar. Iconic guitar. And setting the goal of, hey, you know, by the end of 2018, I want to play a live show. But there's some steps you can take in between that will make it feel like less of a leap when you finally get on stage. I'm not going to say anything will definitely calm your nerves, because the nerves are going to be there. And I think just knowing that is crucial. But second is, start playing around people. And I'm talking within earshot of people. Don't announce it as a performance. Don't say, hey guys, listen, I'm going to play this song for you. Just start playing around people so you can get used to other people listening. And then when you get comfortable with that, move to the next step and say, hey, you know, if, you know, to your friend or whomever, say, hey, check out this song. I just learned it. What do you think? And just kind of start slowly building on that. Start by just playing around people, and then start kind of announcing it, saying, hey, listen to this song. And then as you get closer to that moment where you get on stage, I think you'll start to feel a little bit more confident in your abilities. And even more so, you'll start to feel like, oh, okay, this isn't as bad as I cooked it up in my head to be. Because we can tell ourselves a lot of stories. So killer wins all around, and keep us posted on your journey. That's outstanding.
Thank you, Tony. All right, Doreen says, I got to see one of my favorite artists, Chris Robinson, play a rare all-acoustic solo show in Monterey a couple weekends ago.
That's killer.
It was a real treat, and the venue, the Golden State Theater, is the most beautiful theater I have experienced.
That's a fantastic win. Thanks for sharing that.
And one last small win we got here. This is my guitar story. His name is Max. I have been a drummer. Thought I had to put that in there for Levi. I don't
Thank think... you. Thank you, Noah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate
You're welcome.
That. See, we do exist.
Max says, this is my guitar story. I've been a drummer for just about 50 years. I've played with some truly awesome guitar players in my hometown. I never had the desire to ask for any lessons or to even play guitar. Missed opportunities. I retired from work earlier this year and decided to pull out my father's applause that I had not taken out of the case for 30 years. Really. I'm 2 months into some online lessons, yours included. I have the guitar bug. Thanks for all you do, and I enjoy the Tuesday blogs.
Awesome. That's a huge win. That's absolutely enormous. I mean, to just dive back in, 30 years. That's outstanding. Good for you. Yeah. Probably small ones are going to... Oh, man, you got tons of small ones coming. This is outstanding. And you even just made a friend with Levi, because you're a drummer.
So I want to dive back into the list, but real quick, if you want a small win featured on Acoustic Tuesday, please leave it in the comments below. Just put hashtag small win and then write whatever your small win is. Maybe somebody gifted you a guitar. Maybe you saw a killer show. Maybe you're finally starting the guitar after 30 years. Maybe you just changed your strings and you didn't break a single one. Whatever the case may be, please share your small win with us. We love hearing them and we love reading them on the show. Back to the guitar geekiness. On to item number two. Now, this is a guitar geek red alert here. I'm talking sirens. I'm talking whatever kind of, you know, construction cones. This is a full-blown red alert for guitar geeks. I found a website in some late-night bourbon-infused online exploration that is literally like a Tonewood encyclopedia. I'm talking... It is a Tonewood encyclopedia. Now, I cannot find out who created this website. I looked everywhere on the website. I can't find a name. I can't find a company. I can't find any contact information. So to whomever created this website, thank you. But if you go to this website, it has everything you want to know about Tonewoods. How to describe the figure. What kind of Tonewoods are used. What the Tonewoods look like. Common colors. The whole deal. And it even gets down to the geekiness of the tests that they use for judging a Tonewood's a stiffness, a Tonewood's hardness, which I read a little bit about this test. They take like a certain diameter steel ball and drive it through the wood. And when it gets to halfway, whatever the pressure is required to push that ball halfway through the piece of wood, that's the strength rating. You got to read the details. I probably didn't do a good job of paraphrasing it, but the website is fascinating. Again, I cannot find out what guitar geek created it, but he certainly is a guitar geek. He even shares some of his own personal instruments on there, some stuff out of his collection. I'm talking way out there stuff. And one more guitar geek thing. If you happen to be wanting to craft guitars or build or repair, there's even a Tonewood hazard guide on there as to what Tonewoods create hazardous dust, what you shouldn't breathe in, and things like that. I mean, when I say Tonewood encyclopedia, that's no exaggeration whatsoever. So please go check that website out, the Tonewood Encyclopedia. I think you'll really dig it. And to whomever created it, a huge thank you from me and all the guitar geeks that will and have benefited from it. Now, I've got item number one, which is guitar string deodorant. I know. We'll get there. But first, Noah, do you want to feature some comments from last week's episode?
Yes,
Why
absolutely.
Are you laughing at me?
I just keep, every time you mention the string deodorant, and it's just it's a peculiar, funny thing.
I agree.
And I keep thinking about what Lightnin' Hopkins would sound like if he had the Santa Cruz strings on his guitar.
And probably use string deodorant.
Right. My mind's just going all over the place today. Even Levi was looking for the Tone Encyclopedia guy's information.
I know.
But it's not even listed under the info about me or something.
He's like a guitar geek ninja.
Yeah, the about me section, just a picture of him.
Yeah. No name. No name. I don't know who this man is.
Yes, comments. Let me give a little some shout outs of those who tuned in at last week's show. So thanks to Rob and Jay, Jim, Elisa, okay, Jacques, Steph, Lon, Mark, Judy, Dave, Dan, Pete, Kate, Samuel, Pat, and everyone else who made it. Thank you
awesome.
So much
Thank
for tuning
you
in. Here are comments for this week. Lon says, episode 11, one louder than the last episode. Another informative show. Dig the music of the week segment. And thanks for introducing us to new artists.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that was deep. Michael, he says, I'm a first-time viewer of Acoustic Tuesdays. Nice job with the presentation, fellas. Very professional. I really enjoyed the guitar geek talk, and I will be a regular viewer from now on. Great John Moreland. Great John Moreland recommendation too.
Awesome.
Stellar blues voice and beautiful guitar playing, a treat for the ears.
Killer. Thank you.
I had to say I chose that comment because that's AT in a nutshell.
That's the scope of.
I mean,
of
it's awesome.
Acoustic Tuesday.
Thank you, Michael. Pat says a shout out for Matt.
Yeah. Our bearded friend.
Yes. Been watching him since his beard was half its current length. There was how do you say it? Is it Borges or do you say bourgeois?
Bourgeois.
Okay, yeah. It is bourgeois. Somebody's okay.
It's okay.
There was one. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
There was one bourgeois OM custom redwood English walnut number 7415 that haunted me, and I contemplated a road trip to St. Louis, but alas, the video was up one day, and 2 days later, it was sold on his website. Oh. His finger picking skills plus his song choices clearly highlight the tone wood for a quick sale. We'll be listening to John Moreland also. Love hearing new artists. And so thank you, Pat.
Awesome. Thanks, Pat.
Okay, I'm rolling through. Last comment from last week's show. Jeff says, I enjoy the show, especially the what I'm listening to. Okay. I loved finding out about the Honey Dew Drops. I haven't enjoyed a duo as much since Ian and Sylvia back in the 60s. Cool. I've also enjoyed Tony Furtado and Kelly Joe Phelps. John Moreland sounds like a winner, but I'll have to explore more after this broadcast.
Awesome.
There's our comments.
That's killer. Those are great comments. Thank you. And I also, in watching some of Matt's videos, I found out that he likes LaCroix, and he also likes red flannels. So I think the bond is actually just getting stronger.
I can't wait till future episodes that feature him.
Bearded guitar brother. We're bearded guitar brothers that like LaCroix. Which brings me to, that has nothing to do with string deodorant, but you know, that's the segue I have, so that's what I'm going with. Let's talk about string deodorant. Strings, you know, this is item number one, by the way. Strings, as they go through their growing phase, they start to develop a stink, if you will. And it stinks because strings can squeak. Strings can get tarnished. Strings can get gunk up in the windings. And how do you prevent that? Well, enter GHS Fast Fret and Planet Waves Accelerate. These are two products that I've used in the past that I strongly recommend if you're having issues with strings squeak, if your strings are tarnishing easy, and I'm talking mostly about the treble strings, the plain strings, and then if you get kind of just gunk and skin crud under or in between the windings of the strings. Now, this stuff is really easy to use, and it's a lifesaver. And I'll tell you a little story about how I came across it and how I started to use it. I was playing dobro in a bluegrass band, and if you know anything about dobro, you're holding a slide in your left hand, and your three fingers, your pinky, ring, and middle finger on your slide hand, are basically just rubbing against the strings for, if you're playing a show, hours every single night. And I was going through dobro strings like I was changing them literally every week because they would just get trashed because of the skin crud, because of the sweat, the whole deal. And I started using GHS Fast Fret, and I thought, holy smokes, this is great stuff. It used to come in a plastic tube. It's a little wooden handle thing. You just rub it on the strings and then wipe off the excess with the cloth. I thought that was great, but the plastic tube kept breaking, so I moved to Planet Waves Accelerate. Came in a little metal thing, a little plastic thing. Same idea. You just rub it on the strings, much like deodorant, and then wipe off the excess. And then Fast Fret just upgraded their canister to a metal canister. So I couldn't pick one over the other, so I decided to just present them both to you. I think it's a phenomenal product. If you're using uncoated strings, you should definitely use it. And if you're having problems with string squeak, these products create kind of a nice slick surface on the top of the string, so your fingers move much more quietly over the surface of the string. And I will say this, a lot of the This might be in bad form, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think a lot of times it's pitched as it will save your strings after they're dirty. But the way that I've used it and the way that I've had the most success with it is right after I put new strings on, I apply this stuff immediately because it actually protects. So I wouldn't say it's as much of a string saver as it is more of a string protector, if we were to call it a superhero of sorts. So please be aware of that stuff. I think it'll benefit you in a myriad of ways. So put it in your shopping cart if you wish. Put it, check out your local store. A lot of stores have those items. It's a good thing that was the end of the Guitar Geek list today.
You okay?
Because I am like verbally, I'm like, my brain is going like one notch faster than my mouth can keep up. But I still have your quiz answer, and I want to give you a little bit of a sneak peek into what's going to happen next week on Acoustic Tuesday. We're getting closer and closer to launching the podcast, so I'm pretty pumped. But let's do our quiz answer, shall we? So Alex Lifeson, obviously the guitar player for Rush, he used a 12-string in recording their album 2112. What model 12-string was it? Well, it was B, a Gibson B45, the little brother to the Gibson J45. Yes, he used a Gibson B45 12-string. Do you want to go out and purchase one of those now, Noah?
Yeah, I already ordered it. I'm trying to get that one that he used, actually.
So that wraps up another week on Acoustic Tuesday. Episode 12 is in the books. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. But let's look ahead. Let's look in the crystal ball and see what's on tap for next week. Next week, I'm going to share with you a repair site that flies under the radar that will help you an absolute ton. I've got three life-saving tips for your guitar, especially if you use a strap. And we're going to check in with my alma mater. So again, thank you for joining us today on Acoustic Tuesday. I am so happy you're sharing your time with us and just enjoying the show. And please leave your comments below. And remember, if you want to catch Acoustic Tuesday, it airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And from all of us here at Tony's Acoustic Challenge Studios, we just want to say thank you and have a stellar, awesome, guitar-infused acoustic life. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Now, baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know I love you so, baby.